Battleground. Steve here. Happy New Year. I'm sure it's sometime in January. But anyways, I have a pretty heady topic to talk to you about. It's something that's been weighing on my mind for quite some time, and I sort of started to figure this stuff out 11 years ago. And here's the title of today's podcast. Consider that you might be the most dangerous person in your life. Why do I say that? And think about that for a second. Who can be more detrimental to you than you? It comes down to one big thing. You've got the power to change and adapt. But more importantly, and detrimentally, you also have the power to stay the same. Never change anything up. Never adapt. It's not the biggest, baddest, and strongest that survive time. It's those species that can adapt. So you need to start adapting, or else you'll be shooting yourself in the foot over and over and over again. So it's like your brain is designed to literally keep you in your comfort zone. It'll lie, cheat, and steal to make sure you do not go out of your comfort zone. See, it thinks there's a saber-toothed tiger around every tree. So it is just programmed to keep you right here, even if it's right here is a shitty space, even if right here is not what you want in life, even if right here is frustrating to you and it's just a shit show, your brain will keep you here because that's kind of what you're used to. Okay, think about how you were raised. Think about how your parents were raised and your grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents. The point is, shit flows downhill. And it's the same cycle that repeats itself over and over and over. And it's up to you to break this cycle. See, even though those poor parenting skills and some good ones too, just flowed all the way down to you, it's up to you to break the bad cycle and start something new for generations to come. See, in business, it's kind of like monkey see, monkey do. The way most of us run a business is whatever the competition is doing, that's what we're doing. Whatever someone else is doing, we just do the same. If I had followed the crowd in almost any of my businesses, the pool and particularly the pond business, I'd be broke as a joke because I would have just done the same thing they did, which is work their ass off and not make much money. I broke that cycle. I decided that a long time ago, if I'm going to work hard, I'm going to make a lot of money because otherwise, what's the point? You could flip burgers at McDonald's and make 40 grand a year. Well, you know, the average contractor, I bet, doesn't even make that. Now, I'm sure you do, but most don't because they keep doing the same shit over and over. And it's just learned shit from other stuff other people were doing. So we're like a bunch of lemmings just jumping off a cliff, ending up in the same crappy place in life. All right. You need to stop that. You need to stand up for yourself and stand up in your company and run your company so it can support the lifestyle that you want and that you deserve. How about this for an idea? Take the salary you want to make next year. I'm just going to pick one, $200,000. Just reverse engineer it. How many leads do you have to produce $200,000? The way you figure that out is how many leads did you have last year to produce whatever you produced? What kind of gross profit margin and net profit margin and overhead, how much of all that do you actually have to have for you to put $200,000 in your pocket? So if you don't know your numbers, you're not running a real business. You're running a hobby. So what once you grasp the numbers of everything, like this is how many leads it takes. This is a top line I got to have in order for me to put $200,000 in my pocket and then just reverse engineer, make that shit happen. Do the right marketing, do the right blog post, do the right, you know, social media post, do the things you know you're supposed to do to put $200,000 in your pocket. And for 365 days this year in 2024, wake up every day and go, am I doing the important shit, the shit I need to do to make put $200,000 in my pocket? That's how I started the pond company. I'm not getting in my truck unless I'm going to gross $1,000 a day. I'm just not going out. So, and I stuck to my guns with that. Here's a bunch of random examples, okay, of how you are your own worst enemy, that you are the most dangerous person in your life. Have you ever been distracted while driving? Well, that's called reckless endangerment. And it's not just to yourself, but it's to everybody else on the road. I mean, How many times have you almost been run off the road by someone veering towards you, and you look at them and they're not even looking up? They're looking down, and I'm pretty sure they're texting, and you just go, Jesus Christ, you almost killed me. Well, we're doing the same shit. Okay. Have you ever berated yourself, especially internally with that inner roommate? Well, that's verbal abuse, right? You would never say most of the shit you say to yourself, you would never say to another person. Okay. Have you ever subjected yourself to a bad diet? Well, that's malnourishment. Have you ever treated someone else poorly as you treat yourself? If we all did that, we'd all be in jail. Have you ever watched too much news, particularly for one station, so you start believing all the shit they're pushing down your throat? Have you ever run your business the same way over and over and over again without any new or great results? I mean, how long are you going to repeat that? I can't tell you how many contractors that told me they were in business for 20 years, but they really only been in business for one because they've just repeated the same crappy first year 19 more times. They never grew. They never changed. They never got out of their own way. They never reverse engineered what they really want. They're just going through the motions. And they believe that if I'm sitting behind a windshield, driving to or from a consultation, I'm busy, I'm guilt-free, and this is the way business is supposed to be run. But that's not the purpose. What is the purpose of your business? So you can have freedom, all kinds, time. Windshield's not going to get it. Money, bullshit consultations, windshield not going to get it, okay? You want to be your own boss, okay? Yeah, you're by yourself in your truck all day, but are you accomplishing the things you want to accomplish to have the life that you want and the life that your family deserves? Think about all your bad habits, for instance. You talk about being your own worst enemy, drinking, smoking, not exercising, eating like shit, not taking time out for yourself and smell the roses. I mean, you know, if you're under 30, you're going like, oh, that's for sissies. Well, let me tell you something. It's called, today we call it mindfulness. We call it meditation. We call it living in the moment. Well, back then we called it smell the roses. Just take time out and actually enjoy now. Quit worrying about the shit that's in the past that you can't do a thing about, and put your crystal ball away because you're looking in the future about all the crap that may or may not go wrong. You have no idea. And all you're doing is screwing up the present moment. That's what I'm talking about when I say smell the moment, smell the roses. Just live in the moment, okay? You ever gained too much weight? You ever lost too much weight? You ever binge, purge, eating disorders? How about financial disorders? Jesus Christ, 2/3 of America has a financial disorder. I mean, they don't have like an emergency fund. Do you? College fund. Do you? Retirement fund. Do you? Do you have all these different funds lined up for yourself in life so you don't have to be so stressed? Think about all the times in the past 12 months that you have had problems that had anything to do with money. Well, that's what I'm talking about by financial disorders, okay? If you don't have enough money to make you feel safe and secure, then you got problems and it just weighs on you. And most of us, 90% of last year's problems had to do something with money. So if you could get the money, you wouldn't even have 90% of your problems. So you better get all those things together because otherwise your back's up against a financial wall and you're just in the mode of desperation, always trying to make the next payroll, always trying to feed the next set of mouths, always trying, always trying, always trying, instead of never completing.
If you're tired of being told you're too expensive and being ghosted by prospects after you've spent hours in the bidding process with them, I want to give you a free resource today. Go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap, C-H-E-A-P, and grab our guide to spotting cheap prospects. Go through that and equip yourself so that you can see the time wasters coming a mile away. Go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and grab it today.
Other bad habits. How about drinking and driving, texting and driving, fooling around with the radio and driving, not paying attention to driving? I mean, all of these could kill you and other people. I mean, think about that. I mean, one of my worst fears is to do something so stupid like a DUI or texting and driving, and I actually kill someone. I mean, that will not just change my life, but everybody's lives around me and everybody's lives around the person that I would kill. I mean, think about that for a second. When I say that you are your own worst enemy and you are the biggest detriment to your own life, this is what I'm talking about. How about treating people, spouses, employees, and generally anybody that you have a decent relationship all around you, how about treating them poorly today, all based on your upbringing? Yeah, that shit is real, you know, and it's not like, hey, just because my mom dropped me on the head as when I was a baby doesn't mean I'm all messed up today. Well, you know what? Some of that is true, all right? The way you were treated as a child just gets sunk into your subconscious. And that's generally the way you end up treating other people. I've just finished a book. And the moral of this book was, they said that the purpose of an adult long-term relationship is to finish living out your childhood, to correct all the things that you need to have corrected. Maybe you have abandonment issues, abuse issues, neglect issues, unavailable parents, etc. They didn't pay attention to you, okay? See, if you don't get your emotional needs met as a child, then you'll extract them from your spouse and your children. Think about that. If you don't get all the hugs and kisses that you wanted as a kid, you're going to try to take them away from the people around you now. And that's not just the good stuff, but the bad stuff too. So I could go on and on about this stuff, but there's also some good news that you're also the best hope for yourself and your own salvation. You see, we have an inner villain that creates all the chaos and mayhem in our lives, but we also have an inner knight in shining armor that saves you, okay? For example, when your inner villain gets addicted to something, then your knight in shining armor will sign your ass up for rehab and try to fix it. When your inner villain encourages you to return to an abusive partner, for instance, then your knight in shining armor will cut off all ties and change the locks on the door and get rid of this person. When your inner villain takes reckless risks, I don't know, skydiving, drinking and driving, your knight in shining armor stops, reconsiders, and chooses a saner path, okay? When your inner villain in business skips QuickBooks, quits returning phone calls, stops submitting proposals on time, stops following up with clients, hopefully your inner knight in shining armor will show up to save you, to start doing the things that you know you should be doing. See, the bad news is that you are the most dangerous person in your life. But the good news is that you have a built-in knight in shining armor who loves you and can not only, they just, not just there to protect you from your inner villain, but also to create the life of your dreams. With choices you can make every single day, you can either destroy yourself or elevate yourself. And it does come down to choices and action. All the knowledge in the world is worthless if you don't take action. I could sit here till I'm blue in the face and tell you to charge 50% profit margin. But until you actually do it, it doesn't mean anything. Our first response is something like, well, that's in your area, Steve, because in the Washington, D.C. area, everybody's used to expensive stuff. But here in Jackson, Mississippi, I can't be charging those kind of numbers. Well, that's your own bullshit, and it's total bullshit. I've heard that from 1,000 contractors in 1,000 cities, and as soon as they change and raise their prices, they have no problem getting their prices. In fact, most clients will pay whatever the contractor asks for. The contractor just has to have the guts to ask for it. You got to have the guts to stand up for yourself and take what you deserve, take what you want. See, if you don't take the action that's needed, okay, you just need to wake up every day and just do the good stuff you're supposed to do for yourself every single day. And if you string enough of the good stuff days together, okay, you'll have an awesome life. But that's what it's doing. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. The difference between successful and unsuccessful people are that successful people do the mundane things that unsuccessful people don't want to do. My son TJ said it perfectly. He said, "Dad, you got to do the things that you don't want to do so you can do the things that you do want to do." Think about how simple but true that is. You got to do the hard shit to get to the easy shit. In fact, Warren Buffett, okay, you know who he is, the greatest investor in the world, said you only need to figure out the important 20%, and that if you do the right 20% of all your tasks every day, that you will yield 80% of the returns from that. That's like a 4-to-1 ratio. That's 4xing. Okay, you're only doing 2 out of 10 items on your list, but you're getting an 8 out of 10 return on that. And that's a 4x on your efforts right there. So, how many times have you beat yourself up repeatedly over little things? Well, stop that now. Okay, try this. Something I started a couple of months back. Every time a negative thought enters your head, just stop and say, "I am grateful for," and you fill in the blank. "I am grateful for my new set of tennis shoes. They are awesome. I am grateful for a nice, beautiful day. It's perfect. I am grateful for a freaking nice house that I live in. I am grateful for my wife, my kids, my spouse, my employees. I'm grateful that I have this opportunity." See, your brain cannot be happy and sad at the same time. It can switch quickly back and forth. So when the bad stuff pops into your head, just go, "Hey," turn it into positive shit by just saying, even out loud, these are the things I'm grateful for. Okay. So going forward, okay, who are you going to listen to? The inner villain in your head or the inner knight in shining armor in your head? This is how you fix the problem of, "I am the most dangerous person in my life. I can be my biggest pain in the ass. I could be my biggest rooting cheerleader and root myself on." So listen up, folks. You need to do the stuff you know you need to do every single day. You need to get yourself a nice little routine and keep plugging into things that are going to give you a big return on your investment out into the future. Okay? You have an inner roommate that's talking to you all the time. Quell that shit down and do the things you know you ought to do. Hey, listen, Happy New Year. If you can grasp and you can complete and you can do this stuff, okay, by becoming your best cheerleader instead of your biggest villain, you will have the most awesome 2024 you could ever imagine. This is Steve. Until next time, make it an awesome week. Thank you.